out, and it's pointing to the crowd. Pulling in with my whole entourage, too many of us to count. Now, baby girl, I'm on that. Danger, bring your hard hat. Might not get that call back, so where'd our story start at? I step into the club, the haters turn around. My middle finger's up, man, I'm just getting down. To get me in the mood, to get me good, I need an aphrodisiac, yeah, aphrodisiac, yeah.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the finger of God, the finger of God. And my question to you, did Jesus flip Satan the bird? Did Jesus flip Satan the bird? I don't know about you, but I believe at least one time or another we have been given the middle finger. I don't know about you, but I've seemed to have made some people mad in my lifetime, and they have given me the middle finger. Or maybe you have been driving down the road, and some car next to you flipped you the bird, or gave you the middle finger. Oh, come on, somebody. If you're honest with yourself, you might say once or twice in your life you've been flipped off. If you're honest with yourself, you might just say, I've gotten the middle finger. But I don't know about you, but I got to tell you today that I really feel that Jesus Christ really gave Satan the middle finger. I really feel that Jesus Christ gave Satan the middle finger. And I don't understand why in this Western culture it's considered an obscene gesture. But I'm here to tell you today we're going to be talking a little bit about the finger or the fingers of God. The fingers or the fingers of God. And I want to discuss a little bit with you today about the Western culture and what the finger actually means. Well, if someone gives you the middle finger, or also known as the bird, or the finger wave, or flipping someone off, or the rude finger, or the finger salute, this is an obscene hand gesture. Roughly equivalent in the meaning of, basically, go to hell. Yes, the middle finger is basically to go to hell. It is performed by showing the back of the closed fist and was the only middle finger extended upwards, though in some localities the thumb is also extended. Extending the finger is considered a universal symbol of contempt in several cultures, especially the Western culture. Many cultures do use similar gestures to display this disrespect, though others use it to express pointing with no international disrespect toward other cultures. So, basically, the middle finger in the Western culture, especially in the United States of America, is an obscene gesture. But some other cultures, to point with the middle finger is not considered an obscene gesture. Well, this obscene gesture dates back to the ancient Greece and was also in the ancient Rome. Historically, it represents the phallus, and some modern culture has gained increasingly acceptance as a sign of disrespect and has been used by music artists, athletes, and politicians. Many still view the gesture as obscene, but my question to you today is, we are going to be talking about the finger of God, but I have to ask you the question, what finger did God use? You see, many theologians might think that he used his index finger, or that's what they want to tell you, but I believe the Bible's not very clear, and it tells you fingers. I mean, God could have used his pinky, God could have used his thumb, God could have used his index finger, and yes, the Lord Jesus Christ could also have used his middle finger. His middle finger. I don't know about you, but I believe today that Jesus flipped Satan off. I believe today when Jesus turned over the money changers in the temple, he flipped Satan off. I believe when he told Satan to get behind me, he flipped Satan off. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but I believe today if Jesus went to your church, he would turn around and just flip your church off because you have taken Jesus out of the church. I believe today if Jesus would go to your public school, he might just walk out and turn around and flip your school off because you have not stood up for Jesus. You see, what finger did God really use? You know, in Proverbs 6:13, the Bible says, "Who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his finger." Yes, the Bible says, not through natural infirmity, but purposely and with design, with one of his eyes, as even Ezra, as unusual with such persons, it is the air and gesture of the sneering and deceitful man, who gives a wink to someone of his friends, sneering at the weakness of another in company, or is signifying to them some secret design of his against another, which he chooses not to declare in any other way, he speaketh with his feet. Yes, in the Bible, there was different kind of gestures. There's one gesture with the eye. They used to do gestures with the finger or the feet, and there used to be motion with the finger. And we know in some cultures your feet is, and how you display your feet is considered an obscene gesture, but the motion of the feet have a language. The stamping of the feet expresses rage, the stomping of it. Here it seems to intend the giving of him to another by privately pressing his foot with his when he should be silent or should speak, or do this or the other thing he would have them to do. He teaches with his fingers by stretching them out and compressing them, and so showing either scorn and contempt or rage or fury. The whole of it seems to design the secret, cunning, artful way which wicked men have to convey their meaning to one another without being understood by another person. They have a language to themselves which they express by the motion of their eyes, their feet, and their fingers. And this character of art of cunning, dissimulation, and deceit fitly agrees with a man of sin, in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, Revelation 13:11, so mimics are said to speak with their hands. Some have been famous in this way. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever somebody raised their fist at you? Have you ever had somebody flip their middle finger off at you? You ever had somebody point at you? What about somebody flash the Illuminati sign at you? The truth of the matter is, what we do with our hands and how we walk with our feet and how we... this is all a form of expression. And yes, I'm here to tell you, I want to ask you, what finger did God use? Yes, what finger did God use in Exodus 8:19? The magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not listen, just as the Lord had said. Yes, you see, the finger of God brought the calamity on Egypt. The finger of God brought the plagues upon Egypt. The finger of God turned the Nile River to blood. The finger of God, come on somebody, parted the Red Sea. Yes, God painted His creation with His finger. Have you ever done some finger painting? Have you dipped your finger in the paint and you created a scene on a canvas? Well, I'm here to tell you that God, through His finger, He painted the creation of this world. God, through His finger, He created mankind. He created the skies. He created the green grass. He created the rivers that flow. And yes, through the finger of God, God also sent calamity. Yes, He sent calamity on Pharaoh and Egypt because they would not let the Israelites go. Through His finger, He has set all the plagues and the locusts upon the land. Through His finger, He delivered Egypt, and through His finger, He parted the Red Sea in Exodus 31:18. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, He gave him the two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. You see, it was by the finger of God that our Lord God Jesus Christ wrote the Ten Commandments. It was by that finger of God, or what finger of God, we don't know. We don't know what finger Jesus Christ used. We don't know what finger God used. I know we're taught that He used the index finger, but could He have possibly also used the middle finger? Yes, could our Lord God have used the middle finger to write the tablets of stone? Could our God have used the middle finger to put punishment on Egypt? Yes, God Himself wrote on the tablets with His finger, the Bible says. In Job 1:12, the Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. I'm here to tell you today that God will not allow Satan to lay a finger on you. If you trust in Jesus Christ today, and if you have accepted Him as your personal Savior, and you believe that Jesus has died in 3 days and resurrected, and you believe that one day you're going to walk on the streets of gold, and you believe that one day that Jesus Christ is going to come and take you home, I'm here to tell you that God will not allow Satan to lay a finger on you. God will not allow Satan to lay a finger on your family. God will not allow Satan to lay a finger on you. Come on, I'm here to tell you today that we're talking about the finger of God and the finger of God, or the fingers of God. I wonder today what finger God used. Did Jesus Christ flip Satan the bird? Did Jesus Christ flip Satan the bird? I don't know about you today, but I feel like sometimes I want to flip some folks off. When I'm walking down the road, I get a little bit upset and I just want to raise my middle finger and tell them to go to hell. I believe today that Jesus Christ rose His middle finger and He's telling the world to go to hell. You see, Jesus Christ, who walked on this earth, He was crucified, and His sheep scattered, and the world laughed at Him, and 3 days He arose, and he basically judged the world, and he held up his middle finger, and he told the world to go to hell. Yes, I believe that Jesus flipped Satan the bird. I don't know about you, but when Jesus was walking, and he found that the fig tree no longer produced fruit, he went ahead and cursed that fig tree. Basically, Jesus, by his finger, he told the fig tree to go to hell. He basically said, if you're not going to produce fruit, then I'm going to stick my middle finger in your face and tell you to go to hell. Oh, I know you. Some of you are very religious and you can't handle this sermon. But I'm here to tell you, I want to ask anybody, what finger did God use? What finger did God use? You know, the truth of the matter is, the ring on the finger was a symbol of authority, and most kings would seal a document with their rings. This was an official document. You see, back in the day of the Bible, the finger was considered very powerful, and especially the ring on the finger. What finger did God use? You know, the Bible says that God creates with His finger. In Psalms 8:3, the Bible says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which have set in place, I wonder what fingers that God used. I don't know about you. Have you ever dipped with your middle finger? Have you ever painted with your middle finger? Have you ever pointed with your middle finger? And yes, have you ever stuck your middle finger up to the sky? I'm here to tell you today that I believe that Jesus gave Satan the middle finger. I'm here to tell you today I believe that Satan gave, or that Jesus gave Satan the middle finger. I'm here to tell you, when Satan took Jesus on the temple, and he said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. I believe that Jesus gave Satan the middle finger. I believe when Satan took Jesus out into the desert and he said, turn this stones to bread, I believe that Jesus gave Satan the middle finger. Oh, come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You ain't listening to me today because you love to go and play with your iPads, your iPhones. I know. You love to train your brain to be like an Android. You love those little computers because they make you feel smart. But I'm here to tell you today, but by the finger of God, He created the heavens and the earth. And by the finger of God, He can destroy this world. And by the finger of God, He can destroy America. It's just by one finger. I don't know about you, but have you ever had a little guy and a big guy just push him with his finger? You see, it's by the finger of God, because it only takes one finger or fingers of God to not only create this universe, but it only takes His finger to destroy the universe. And yes, in Isaiah 48:13, my own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand spreads out the heavens. When I summon them, they all stand together. Yes, the Bible says, what happened? It says His right hand spreads the heavens. So we know that the fingers of God, that God not only uses His fingers, but God uses His hands. Yes, the Bible says that skeptics have railed against the Bible on account of its allusion to God's body parts. For an example, the Bible speaks of the arm of God in Job 49. What about the hand of God in Job 19:21, and the face of God in Job 13:24, and the eyes of God in Deuteronomy 11:12, the ears of God in Psalms 132. The Bible talks about the mouth of God in Deuteronomy 8:3. The Bible talks about the voice of God in Job 49, and even, yes, the finger of God in Exodus 31:18. Yes, the truth of the matter is that we see that the Bible references to all different body parts of God. But we know that Jesus Christ, the Bible clearly teaches us that God is spirit and not physical in John 4:24. He does not possess physical mass. Jesus himself stated, a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have in Luke 24:39 and 1 Corinthians 15:50. The truth of the matter is, I'm asking you today, what finger did God use? What finger did God use? We not only know that God creates with his finger, but I also want to tell you that God writes with his finger. He writes the law. In Exodus 31:18, when the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. What finger did God use? What finger did God use? This we are very unclear about in Exodus 24:12, Exodus 32:16, and Exodus 34:1 talks about that God writes with his finger. Have you ever just dipped your finger in maybe some paint or some ink and just write on it? You see, Jesus Christ, he writes judgment. Yes, here we see in Daniel 5:5, suddenly the fingers of the human hand appears and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. Yes, we see that this hand is writing, and Daniel 5:24-28, the tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. We see that God writes with his finger, but my question to you, did God write with his middle finger? Did God write with his middle finger? I don't know about you today, but I think if Jesus Christ walked in the United States of America, and I think if Jesus would set and turn on ABC, NBC, and CBS, he would probably stick his middle finger up to them. If Jesus Christ went to some of these stores like Walmart, if he went to some of these stores that are literally ripping the American people off and charging them, overpricing them, he would probably stick his middle finger up. I'm here to tell you today, if Jesus Christ would walk into your church and he would sit on the front pew and listen to your pastor, I'm pretty sure he would stick his middle finger up. But we don't know. We know that God does use his finger. We know that God works miracles with his finger. We know that God creates with his finger. And we know that God writes with his fingers. Yes, God sends plagues. In Exodus 8:19, the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hard and would not listen, just as the Lord had said. The truth of the matter is, it was by the finger of God, by his finger of God, that this nation was created. It was by the finger of God that you are even alive. It was by the finger of God that we live in the greatest country in the world. It was by the finger of God that we have the Constitution. And it is by the finger of God that we have the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights. We have freedom in this nation. It was by the finger of God. When I'm talking about God, I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm here to tell you today, the finger of God could easily destroy America. But what finger did God use? That is the question I'm asking you today. That is the question I want you to research. Did Jesus use his index finger? Or did Jesus use his middle finger? If it was my bet, I would probably say that he used his middle finger to the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious demons of that day, the self-righteous folks that think they're better. He probably used his middle finger to the church that follows the beast, the New World Order, or the Babylonian system. Yes, he uses his middle finger a lot. The truth of the matter is, I believe today, if Jesus would have to look at a whole of where America's been and where it's going, Jesus would probably flip the bird to Satan. Jesus would probably give the middle finger to America. Oh, come on, somebody. I believe today that Jesus Christ has given us the middle finger. He has given us the middle finger, and He's about to write with His finger. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, He gave him the two tablets of the covenant of law, the tablets of stone inscribed by His finger, and suddenly the fingers of the human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall. Yes, I don't know if it was His index finger. Probably to Western society it was His index finger. But I believe today that Jesus is really using His middle finger. I believe today that Jesus is giving Satan the bird. I believe today that Jesus is flipping us off because Jesus is angry. Why shouldn't Jesus be angry? You've taken Him out of your public schools. You've taken Him out of the government. You've taken Him out of your church. You no longer love Jesus in America anymore. Pastors are paid off. They work for the beast. They're standing in line to shake the hands of Hitler. I wonder today if Jesus just ain't flipping you off, mega church. I wonder today with your $5 million mortgage and you're making the American people the slave. I wonder today, those of you big businesses who follow the Illuminati and the New World Order, oh, come on with your eye of Zoran. I know you. Yeah, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is flipping you off. Jesus is flipping you off. Those of you that want to take our Second Amendment, Jesus is flipping you off. He's giving you the bird. Those of you that want to destroy the Constitution, I believe today that Jesus has given you the bird. Jesus has given you the middle finger. Oh, come on, somebody. We're talking about the finger or the fingers of God here. And what does the Bible really say? I believe today when the hand, the wind suddenly in Daniel 5:5, suddenly the fingers of the human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of that wall on the lampstand in that royal palace. And when that king watched that hand as it wrote, I believe that today that God was giving that king a middle finger. He's saying enough is enough. I believe today that Jesus Christ, He exercises evil spirits in Luke 11:20 and Luke 11:20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. I'm here to tell you today that it only takes one finger of God to drive out demons. It only takes one finger of God to drive out the demons in your soul. It only takes the finger of God to drive out the demons in your church. It only takes the finger of God to drive out the demons of America. And it only takes the finger of God to drive out demons around the world. Yes, I know that the beast is destroying many Christians around the world right now. I know the world that hates those that love Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, this is what Jesus did to the world. He flipped the world off. Yes, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His own one and only Son. But you didn't read farther. You see what happens when God so loved the world? Well, the world crucified the one that He loved. You see, the world crucified Him. And see, the Bible says that Jesus Christ loved the world, but the world did not love Him back. You see, Jesus Christ came to love the world, but the world crucified Him on the cross. You see, when the world crucified Jesus on the cross, in 3 days He arose, and He arose His middle finger. He said, look at My middle finger. By the finger of God, I have resurrected. By the finger of God, I have resurrected. And by the finger of God, I'm going to return. By the finger of God, I'm going to return. Yes, in Isaiah 58:9, the Bible says, when you call and the Lord will answer, you will cry and He will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and spreading wickedness. You see, the truth of the matter is, the devil's been pointing fingers a lot. The truth of the matter is, the devil's been pointing fingers at me. The devil's been pointing fingers at you. The devil's been pointing fingers at this nation. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ just flipped you the bird. Yes, I know a lot of nations are pointing fingers at America because we have the Constitution. Well, Jesus, the sovereign Jesus, yes, the one that Grandma used to make, yes, the one that Grandma used to put on the apple pie on the windowsill, yes, that Jesus that Warner Salmon painted, oh, come on, somebody, is now sticking the middle finger at you. Sticking the middle finger at you. You know, one day, Jesus Christ is going to stick the middle finger at you, Satan. Yes, you who come in a form of an angel of light who hides behind the pulpit. You who come as a form of an angel of light who destroys the church. You who comes a form as an angel of light and your only goal is to take from the American people. One day Jesus is going to rise up and stick his middle finger in your face. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is still alive. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is moving. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is more alive in America. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is sticking his middle finger in Satan's face. I'm here to tell you today that bind them, Proverbs 7:3 says, bind them, my commandments, upon thy fingers, write them upon the tablets of thy heart. I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus in our hearts. We need Jesus in our soul. We need Jesus in our minds once again. Yes, I'm here to tell you today, did Jesus flip Satan the bird? Did Jesus flip Satan the bird? When Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem, did he flip Satan the bird? When Jesus told Pontius Pilate that he was God, did he not flip, give Satan the bird? Yes. When Jesus returned back to Mary Magdalene, did he not give Satan the bird? When Jesus rose from the grave, did he not flip Satan off? When Jesus raised the dead, did he not flip Satan off? Yes, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is flipping you off, America. Hey, Hollywood, Jesus just gave you the middle finger. With all your sick, evil television shows, with all these sick, evil television shows, you're not going to brainwash the American people, but Jesus is going to give you the middle finger. Yes, the truth of the matter is, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is alive in America, and it is because Jesus Christ was what made America great. Yes, Jesus Christ is what made America great. Fly Jesus on your flagpoles. Put Jesus back in your hearts. Put Jesus back in your homes. Put Jesus back in your schools. And put Jesus back in your government. Yes, we need Jesus and we need Him now. We need Jesus and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. We need Jesus around the world. And we need Him now. Yes. What finger did God use? Well, I believe He used the middle finger. And He told Satan to go to hell. I believe He used the middle finger. And He told Satan to go to hell. Amen.
The hell. I'm